from your press kit, you get the idea that, you know, you've been around the music scene for a little while. You've traveled around, you've hit the road. Can you just discuss that a little bit? Because a lot of people might not know who you are, and just kind of give them a little background into what you're all about.
Right. Well, I kind of, my mother was a professional singer, so I was on the road by the time I was 4 years old. By the time I was like 13, I had been to over 23 different schools throughout the U.S. and Canada. So, basically, I had a very unorthodox childhood, and I grew up, you know, listening to a lot of R&B and watching my mom perform, and I just decided that that was something that was in my blood, that was something that I wanted to do, and she kind of, I mean, unfortunately, when I was 16, she had passed away, and at that point, I decided, like, that was my connection to her, you know, because we were always so close, and even though that all, I was always traveling, and places were changing all the time, the one thing I always had that was consistent in my life was music, so I kind of just took it from there, and at that point, I ended up, you know, recording with, you know, a lot of really amazing producers. I would audition for them, and Grammy Award-winning producer Ian Prince, Sony Canada producer Rob Wells, Sony Los Angeles Bruce Automatic Vanderveer, Sylvia Massey. I've worked with a lot of different people, and over the years, I just accumulated a lot of material for an album that I have coming out on August 30th called The Journey, and it's going to be a mix of all of the stuff that I've done previously in the music industry and to some new stuff that I'm doing now.
Okay, that's a fitting title for your album, The Journey. Do you feel like it actually, you know, has been a journey for you?
It absolutely has. It's been a roller coaster. I mean, when the highs are high, they're extremely high. They're exciting. They're intoxicating. They're addictive. And then when the lows are low, it's like you've just been, you know, the wind has been knocked out of your sails. So, you know, I just kind of learned throughout, you know, throughout just, I mean, different experiences through a lot of men in the industry who were always telling me what I should do, what I shouldn't do, and just through all of the experiences that I have learned and the amazing and the talented people that I've met along the way, it really helped me discover who I am. And I think sometimes you need to hit bottom before you can really, you know, really discover who you really are and really see the good in your life and really know exactly who you are and what you want. And I feel like I'm at a point in my life now where I know what I want, I know what I'm doing, I feel like I've gained enough knowledge, I'm secure in myself, and I just want to do things that make me happy, not what, you know, people think that I should and shouldn't do.
Okay, who do you think you are and what do you think you want?
I just think that I'm somebody who... I have a message. I think all artists have a message, and my main message is, you know, being that I went through a lot at a very young age, and for me, I'm very passionate about women because I believe that a lot of women, you know, like, it's hard enough being a woman as it is because you go through different kinds of oppression. You have society kind of telling you there are certain ways to behave, certain things you have to achieve, certain things you can do. And I've always been rebellious. I'm a rule breaker. I like to stand up for myself. I want women to stand up for themselves. And I'm all about, you know, just bringing women together and supporting each other. And, you know, life is too short for the little petty gains along the way.
Okay, that kind of leads into the lyrics of your first single off of The Journey, Label This. Is that kind of where you were coming from there? Because, I mean, the song is really about, you know, you look at me and you think one thing, but don't really think that. Think of me as something different. Can you just describe that?
Exactly. Like, it's just, I think society in general, whether you're a man or woman, it doesn't matter. I think that society has limitations in so many different ways. They tell you by a certain age you need to be married, and by a certain age you need to go to school, and by a certain age you need to do this. And like I said, I've always been very free-spirited and very rebellious, and if you want me to do one thing, it's like I feel like I'm going to do another thing. I just feel like there are many different layers to a woman, and I don't feel like, you know, I feel like everybody should pursue what is right for them. Everybody should embrace their individuality and accept themselves for everything that they are and just follow their heart and follow their passion. It doesn't matter, you know, what society wants you to be. And for Label This, it was kind of like my slap in the face to the industry because I was so tired of people telling me to go pop, go rock, go country, go R&B. They wanted me to do everything that I wasn't, and they would never really take the time to listen to what I was trying to say. So I didn't want to be put into a box and label this was basically saying, label it. There's many different sides to me, many different sides to society, many different sides to a woman. Label it, you know.
Okay, so as far as that single goes, Label This has that very, you know, top 40 dance kind of pop feel to it. But how is the rest of the album? Does the rest of the album kind of follow the same genre, or are you kind of, like, you know, stretching a bit?
It definitely, there's some consistent elements. It does follow the same genre in the fact that it does have a very pop rock kind of R&B urban kind of flavor to it. I've always loved, you know, real soulful vocals with, you know, an edge of rock and an edge of guitar. There's some new material that's going to be on the album that's a little bit deeper. It's a little bit more emotional. It kind of comes more from the heart. Some of the songs are a little bit slower. Some of the songs are a little bit more R&B. So it's kind of like a mix. It's a mix of some of the, you know, top 40 dance kinds of pop rock versions. But then it also kind of goes into a side of me that is a little bit more vulnerable, a little bit more honest, and just kind of stripping it down and trying to let people see the real me.
Okay, from listening to the single, it's apparent that, you know, you have an affinity for, like, Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera, maybe even a little Michelle Branch. So who are some musicians that you like that people listening to your album wouldn't expect you to like?
Oh, wow. a bunch of different artists. I mean, I grew up listening to a lot of Motown, a lot of soul, a lot of, like, Aretha Franklin, Marvin Gaye. I really love a lot of the old 70s R&B music. I'm an 80s girl at heart, though. I love to listen to, like, the Mr. Biggs, the Whitesnakes, stuff like that. If I feel it, I like it. There really is no, you know, I don't have any specific artists or genres.
Okay, in addition to singing, you're also a model and you're also an actress. Do you feel like it's kind of hard for people to take you seriously considering how many different things you do? They consider you like a jack of all trades, a master of none?
I'm actually really happy you said that. I found it to be extremely difficult in the music industry. It was one thing I kind of fought really, really hard to stay away from because I had been pursuing music for so many years and for so long, and every time I would go to meetings with any sort of executive, I would always get the same thing. They would always say, "Well, what are you? Are you a model, or are you a model trying to be a singer?" They never understood that I was truly just trying to sing, and I felt like completely misunderstood. And it wasn't until I actually kind of took a step back last year and pursued the modeling end of things, you know, I figured that was always something I fought so hard against, but it was always something that kind of just came natural to me, and so I embraced it, and by doing that, it actually added more credibility to me, because some, you know, companies got on board, such as Harley Davidson, MMAKO, Skin Industries Clothing Line, Nady Wireless. A lot of people came on board just because of the modeling side of things, and when they found out that I could sing, it gave me more credibility. They backed me that much harder, and it gave me more ammunition to come back into the music and say, okay, I'm ready now.
Okay, you're going to appear in your first feature film that's going to be out early next year called Garbage with Billy Baldwin, Daryl Hannah, and Michael Madsen. Those are three people that have been around Hollywood for a long time. What was it like being in production with them?
It was a very fun experience. There's a lot of things that go on, a lot of behind the scenes kind of drama that you wouldn't necessarily expect. But it was a lot of fun. I think the cast members got along really great. Everybody was very supportive. Everyone did their best to make sure that, you know, we were all having a good time. We were all comfortable. We were relaxed. It was just a good experience. It was pretty organized, and, you know, I mean, I enjoyed it.
Okay, you formed a Vision City Entertainment that kind of incorporates, you know, your love of music and you know, the modeling and things like that, photography. What was the basis for that? When did you say to yourself, okay, let's form this LLC? How did that happen?
Like I said, sometimes you have to hit bottom in order to realize what you really want. And I think after being in the music industry and and working with a bunch of different people, and, you know, I had been living out of a suitcase for many years and just kind of, you know, traveling around all over the place. I didn't necessarily have a home. I never really had anywhere that I could really plant my feet. And you kind of, in the music industry, people, if they see that you have something to offer or you have something that they want, you have people who are kind of always prodding and poking at you, and it's kind of a bit of a cold industry sometimes. You don't necessarily know who to trust. And I just kind of, you know, I got really burnt out on it. I got very tired, and I went to Florida to visit my manager at the time to kind of sit down and form a new game plan. And we just sort of looked at each other and at the state of the music industry, with the fact that a lot of labels we found don't necessarily know what it is that they want. And we decided, you know what, let's do it on our own. You know, I mean, we just decided to take a risk, take the bull by the horns, figure out what we wanted to do. We became business partners and we formed a corporation, and we did it in a way where I was just like, I wanted to do it until I wasn't enjoying it anymore. And we wanted to do everything that was natural. So the modeling, it all came natural. The photography, it all came natural. Everything just kind of naturally came together. And I think when something naturally comes together, you need to stick with it, because obviously something is working. And it's grown extremely fast in the last year. And it was the best thing that I've ever done. And so much so that, you know, we even tattooed the logo of our company on our hand, because to us, Vision City Entertainment stands for Visualize, Command, and Execute.
Wow.
It's a personal journey. It's actually, to me, it's more than just a company. It's more than just a business. It's a personal, it came, you know, at a time of real personal development and personal growth, and it was like, it signified a transition in my life. So no matter what happens down the road, it's always going to be something that changed my life for the better, and I'm always going to be personally attached to it.
How do you want people to feel after they listen to your album?
I want them to feel refreshed, you know. I want them to feel like, you know, like there is somebody out there who has gone through the same thing that they've gone through, maybe just in different ways. And I think so many people are tired of listening to a lot of this, you know, cookie-cutter music. Like I said, some of the songs, I like high-energy songs. I love to dance. I love to have a good time. I love to party. But at the same time, I think that there's just so much oversaturation of songs with auto-tune or songs that just don't have any substance, that I wanted to throw in some songs that had a deeper meaning, a deeper feel, where I could really showcase my voice and really put my heart into it. And I just want people to be able to feel me through my music, and I want it to be a bit of a breath of fresh air, that, you know, not everything has to be of the same genre. You can have different variations of, you know, your style of music and still be you at the same time. There's no reason why you have to just be one-dimensional and only do one thing. And I wanted to kind of relate to, you know, one song might relate to a bunch of people and another song might not, you know. And everybody's different. Everyone will relate to a different song in a different way.